The roar of the crowd outside the shop was deafening now, a tidal wave of desperate hope crashing against their heavy steel doors. Robert stepped onto the threshold, the morning air biting and sharp, his heart hammering against his ribs like a bird trapped in a cage. He looked at Minnie, who stood beside him with a calm resolve, her hand clutching a list of demands for the city council. "They are waiting for you," she whispered, her voice barely audible over the din. "Give them something real." Robert nodded, his gaze sweeping across the faces of the people who had lost everything to the blackout. He felt the weight of their lives resting on his shoulders like a mantle of iron. "Friends," he began, his voice steady and resonant, cutting through the static. "We are not here to fight." The crowd hushed, leaning in to catch every word he said. "We are here to build." Dorothy stood near the door, watching the perimeter for any signs of corporate spies. "They are watching us," she muttered to Elias, her eyes narrowing in the dim light. "I see them in the back." Elias signaled to the team, his movements fluid and fast. "We stay on high alert." Robert continued, his eyes burning with intensity now. "The grid belongs to you." A cheer erupted from the masses, echoing off the brick walls of the district. "We will restore the power," Robert shouted, raising his fist toward the gray sky. "Not for the executives, but for every home here." Virginia looked on from the back, tears welling in her eyes as she saw the change. They had sparked a revolution, not with fire or malice, but with the simple truth. "But they will fight back," a voice cried from the front. "The corporation is strong." Robert didn't blink once. "They are only as strong as we allow them to be today." He stepped down, the crowd parting like a Red Sea to let him pass through them. He felt the surge of their energy, a power more potent than any current or wire. "We are the grid now," he declared, turning to meet the glare of a news camera. "And we are not shutting down for anyone." The air crackled with the promise of a war they were ready to win. The towers had crossed the point of no return, and the city was following their lead.